Start momentarily, that's a shame. Okay, good evening, everyone. Want to continue now in the halachas of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. And we had discussed last week the process or procedure of lighting. We mentioned the idea that at least for B'nai Ashkenaz, the minhag is to first kindle all the candles that you want to light, and afterwards to say the bracha. Means after lighting the candles, cover your eyes or cover the light of the candles, and then say the bracha. So because reciting the bracha is considered Kabbalah Shabbos, so we leave that till after we've done the actual Ma'aseh Mitzvah, which involves Malacha. Now, what I wanted to mention now is that something which I referenced last week, but let's discuss it now. And that is that when originally the mitzvah was instituted, the light from the candles was critical for Shabbos. There was no electricity in the houses or anywhere, and people needed light for Shabbos. So the Chachamim Masakin a mitzvah to light the candles. Now we have electricity, and Baruch Hashem, and there's just about everybody's house is well illuminated with electric lights of all sorts and shapes and sizes. So really, one could argue that perhaps there shouldn't even be a mitzvah anymore of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, or at least maybe we shouldn't be able to make a bracha on such a mitzvah, because the idea is to provide light. There is light. And a number of posts can discuss this, what the justification is to continue to fulfill this mitzvah and to make a bracha. One of the basic ideas is just that if once Chazal were misaking it, and so even if it's not a chova, even if we'd say it's not an absolute obligation anymore, even if that would be arguable, but it's at least a minug. It's a minug Yisrael, and it's a minug, you know, we do make a bracha on certain minhagim. Rav Moshe Feinstein adds the idea that electricity is not foolproof, meaning it's not without its mishaps, and power outages are not unheard of, and they do happen sometimes. And he says, even though it could be that had there been electricity in time of Chazal, they wouldn't have made the mitzvah just to allow or protect cases where there might be a power outage, since that's not shchiach, it's not an everyday occurrence, it's sort of rare. So they may not have made the mitzvah that, you know, had the electricity been prevalent then. But once they did make the mitzvah, even though now there is electricity, the fact that there are power outages is enough to maintain the mitzvah. It's enough to say that the mitzvah does not go away. The mitzvah, it's not improper, chas v'shalom, to make a bracha on this mitzvah. The mitzvah still is standing because of there are times when the candles will still be needed. So the situation has not changed entirely. In any case, so we have the mitzvah, but at the same time, many poskim say we shouldn't ignore the fact that there is electricity in the room. So what does that mean? That means that the best thing to do is, before you fulfill the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, you actually turn off the electric lights, at least in the room in which you're lighting, in the dining room where you're lighting your candles. First, turn off the electricity. Put out the lights on a regular Friday, which is a weekday. So put out the electricity first, and then relight it, rekindle it as a chelik of your mitzvah. Make it part of your mitzvah. Make the lighting of the kindling of the electric lights a chelik of your mitzvah halakas neros. And the way to do that is by, as I said, make sure put the lights out first. Then one of two ways. You could either then rekindle it right then, put the electricity, you know, turn the switch right back on, but do so l'shem kedusha l'shem mitzvah Shabbos, l'shem mitzvah halakas neiros. But that's not the culmination of your mitzvah. That's just the beginning of your mitzvah. Then you go, you walk over to where your candles are, and you light your candles, and make the bracha. And this way, the bracha is going back on the not only the kindling of the Neros, but of the kindling of electricity as well, the electric lights as well. So it became part of your mitzvah. You removed it. Before you started, you removed it. And then you put it back, the electricity, which might have been burning all day, you put an end to it and then restarted it, l'shem Shabbos, l'shem Kedusha Shabbos, l'shem mitzvahs halakas Neros Shabbos. Or the other way some people will do is they'll actually put the lights out, light their candles, and then before saying the bracha, flip the switch back on so that they light the candles first. But even though we mentioned last week, some hold that when you light your last candle, that itself is the Kabbalah Shabbos, even before saying the bracha. But number one, not everyone holds like that. But even those who hold like that, if you're planning on lighting the electric lights, so then that's your, so to speak, your last candle. That'll be part of it. Just want to plug in the power here because I don't want my power to go out. Excuse me 1 second. Okay, so yeah. Okay, so saying the second way to do it is to light the candles, and then before saying the bracha, flip back on the electricity, and then say the bracha. And the bracha is going again on everything that you lit, both on the candles and on the electric lights. And this is, it's hard to say for Ashkenazim that this is absolutely imperative, because for Ashkenazim, we paskin, Ashkenazim, practice is that even if there's light in the room, you're allowed to light more light because of what's called Tosefes Simcha. For example, if you're a guest by someone's house and the balabasta, the lady of that house is lighting candles, an Ashkenazic Jew could light her candles in that same room, at that same Shabbos table. She could light her candles because what's called Tosefes Simcha. The more light, the greater, the more the Simcha, and the more it adds. So since that's true, so arguably the same thing, even if there's electricity. But the candles, they still add something. They add a dimension. Maybe they don't add any light. Maybe it's just as illuminated, just as much light, without the candles, just because of the electricity. But they do add a dimension. They add chashivas, etc. So for an Ashkenazi, it's hard to say that you must do what I said. You must put out the electricity and then relight it as part of your hadlakas neiros. But it's definitely recommended. It's definitely a preferred method of lighting of being mekayim this mitzvah. We're always looking to be mahadir. We said that kala ragel b'ner. When it was ragel b'ner, you haven't like he's merits, she merits, they merit children that are tamidi chachamim. So part of the ragel b'ner is that now make the electricity part of the mitzvah, instead of the electricity just being there, instead of the electric lights just shining because they were turned on Friday morning, for Friday. Instead, make them part of the mitzvah. Make them part of your hadlaka for Shabbos. Now that light is there l'shem Shabbos. But for Sfarim, it's even more necessary. I mean, the Sfarish women should consult with their own poskim if they are uncertain about this. But for Sfarim, they don't make a bracha. If there's one person lit already, typically a Sfarish woman will not make a bracha on her candles in the same room, or at least not in the same area. She'll go to another spot where the light is more necessary. So that being said, once you have electricity, well, no light is necessary. Someone could argue that for Sfardim, that it's even much more necessary to do something like this, to turn off the electricity and then light the Neros and turn back on the electricity. Ad kedei kach, I heard once a Rav in Eretz Yisrael was giving a shir on this inyan, and he said that even when Friday is a Yom Tov, so that you can't, when Friday, if Friday is Yom Tov and then going straight into Shabbos, you don't have the option of doing what I said. You can't turn off the electricity on Yom Tov, and you can't turn it back on either. So what he recommended was setting a time clock so that the lights in your dining room will go off sometime before the Zman that you plan to light Shabbos candles. And then so that you'll, at that point, you'll light and there'll be no electricity. And then later it'll go on. But this way you're lighting when there's no electric light. And the way he said, he was an Ashkenazi Rav, or Chashev Rav, an Ashkenazi Rav. He said, for us Ashkenazim, it's a nice thing to do. For the Sfardim, it's imperative. That's the way he said it. Okay, he was an Ashkenazi Rav saying Sfardi halacha. So as I said, the Sephardim can consult with their Rabbanim and Poskim. But he said it's absolutely imperative, because if the room is full of electric light, then how could they make a bracha? How could a Sephardish woman make a bracha on the neighbors? Okay, in any case, but recommending it at least as a suggestion, as a preferred process, even for you know, women, Ashkenazic women, it's the best way to light neiros, make the electricity part of the mitzvah. I also mentioned last week, then, let's say a situation where you are lighting at someone else's house. Let's say you're eating at your own home, but you're you're sleeping in your own home. You're staying home for Shabbos, but you're eating out Friday night, either because you're invited out or because it's a simcha that you're attending in the summer in your hometown and in your neighborhood, and you're going to eat there. And we mentioned that if you're unable to light neiros, which will still be burning when you come home, and you're unable to sit by the neiros also when you first lit, to sit by them when it starts getting dark, let's say you can't do that, you need to leave the house right after your candles, and by the time you come home, they're out, we said you can't make a bracha on those neiros, right? You can't make a bracha on those neiros because you're not getting any hanah from them. So rather, it's better to light in the place that you're eating. And as I mentioned last week, it should try to be by the table or at least in the room that you're eating, etc. But the reason I'm bringing this back up now is even in that case, before you leave your house without lighting candles, before you leave your house, for sure, then you should turn on the electricity. And if it's on already, turn it off and then turn it back on L'Kavod Shabbos, having in mind that this is the beginning of my mitzvah. It's not the entirety of my mitzvah. It's not the culmination, but it's the beginning of my mitzvah. And then when you go and light the candles in the shul or in your friend's house, and you make a bracha there, have in mind that the bracha is going back on the lighting of the electricity that you did in your house as well. Well, even though we would not suggest making a bracha just on electricity. So, for example, if a woman is in the hospital and she has no option of lighting with the real flames, the only option she has is candlesticks that are plug in, or turning on the light in her room or maybe in the bathroom, whatever, she's turning on the light that she needs for Friday night for Shabbos. So we would not recommend making a bracha on that. We would suggest not to make a bracha, and she doesn't have to worry about it. She's not really chayiv. She's not home. This is not her home. If her husband's home, he'll light for her in the home, or if not, but she's not home, and she's not in any home. It's not just she's not home. She's not in a home. She's in a temporary place. And in the chiyuv of hadlakas neiros is not the same. So she just makes sure she has electricity, but not to make a bracha. So we would recommend not making a bracha on electric lights by themselves. And if for some reason a woman doesn't have candles, she's home and she doesn't have candles, she has nothing, no candles, no oil, nothing. So turn on the electricity, don't make a bracha, but turn it on. But what I'm saying is, even if you can't make a bracha on it alone, but when you are making a bracha anyway on the candles, have in mind that the electric light should be part of the mitzvah, and the bracha should go on your kindling of electricity, whether it's the case of the person away from home and lighting elsewhere, or whether it's the every Friday when you are home. And as I said, if you'll do this practice that I'm recommending, you'll turn on the electricity, turn it off right before you start, turn it off, put it back on the Shabbos right before you light, or right after you light, before you make the bracha. Just make sure to flip the electric lights back on before you make the bracha, or else you won't be able to flip them on. You could still ask somebody else in the house who wasn't mekabel Shabbos too, but you wouldn't be able to at that point. Okay, we will hold it here for now. Have a wonderful evening, and a Freilich and Chanukah. All the best.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Thank you. Happy Chanukah.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.